Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening and welcome to CB Sports Network's postseason boys basketball coverage on 93.7 KKRL. It is district final night for classes 1A and 2A, and we've got our last two remaining 1A teams ready to square off at Carroll High School in this 1A District 16 final. The fifth ranked 22-1 Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and the 15-9 Audubon Wheelers are set to square off. Alongside Todd Danner, I'm Nick Brinks. You're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. We'll bring you all of tonight's action from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. These two teams began their seasons facing off against each other.
Right.
For whoever loses tonight, they will end their season against either
right.
Audubon or Coon Rapids Baird. And they are about to be Rolling Valley Conference mates as Audubon makes the switch next year.
Yep.
And I tell you what, when they played that first game this year, Coon Rapids Baird won by 5.
Right.
Only one of two wins for them this year by single digits. It was
right.
their closest game all season long, on a schedule where they won the majority of their games by 20-plus,
right,
some
right,
by 40.
Yep, yep.
Do the Wheelers have what it takes tonight to continue what has kind of been a Cinderella run here against maybe one of the best teams in the entire state for Class 1A? They've handled Coon Rapids Baird pretty well over the years. Although they've never beat them, they've never lost by
right.
more than 12.
Right.
This should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a great game. Like I said, you know, this time of the year, you want both teams, you want to be playing your best basketball of the season at this time. And I think right now, both are. Like I said, Coon Rapids Baird has an outstanding season, Rolling Valley Conference champions. You know, Audubon from the Western Iowa Conference, like I said, going to be Rolling Valley Conference team next year. And then, like I said, Audubon's coming off they beat IKM Man the other night in their district quarterfinal, semifinal game. You know, third time they met IKM Man this year, so they beat him for the second time this year. So, so Audubon's playing some good ball. It's going to be a very competitive ball game.
It was a 55-52 win over IKM Manning on Friday, and nobody led in that game by more than 5 points
right.
all night. I was watching the tweets roll in from KC Miners as he would give us score updates at the end of each quarter, and it was Audubon by one, IKM Manning
yeah.
by one, Audubon by one, and then at the final. The first time all night I saw somebody leading by more than one. Audubon gets the win after falling in their regular season finale to IKM Manning not too long before that. So IKM Manning and Lennox are the two teams that the Wheelers knocked off. And then on the other side for Coon Rapids Baird, second time in February, they got to face ACGC. Similar result as
right.
the first one. They won 72-43. I was in Coon Rapids for that doubleheader with the girls and the boys both playing on Friday, thanks to Mother Nature on Thursday. Crusaders looked good, jumped out to an early lead in the first quarter. Defense was smothering.
Right.
They were able to turn that into points on offense, and the Hayden and Hayden show continued,
right,
and
right.
it was Ty Hayden, the star of the night.
Right.
24
yes,
points
yes.
and 21 rebounds, and I think the most impressive stat that I found for Ty Hayden on Friday night, if you take his 24 points out, and you just look at offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds, he still gets a double-double,
right.
11 and 10.
Yeah, he's just a very impressive kid. Well, Coon Rapids Baird has a lot of impressive athletes, and I don't think Cal will be disappointed at all if Ty Hayden's going to lead him. It would lead him tonight as well if they got a victory. You know, both teams come extremely hot. You know, Coon Rapids Baird comes in winners of 11 in a row after suffering their first loss of the season to Trainer back on January 15th at Coon Rapids, 66-55. Audubon comes in, winners of 8 of 10. You know, it was a big win over IKM Manning, the rival, Western Iowa Conference rival the other night, IKM Manning. So, yeah, so both teams coming in playing the best ball of the season.
Audubon would be seeking their fourth trip to state and first since 2000. If they can win tonight and then head to Sioux City, they're going to play at Sioux City East on
right.
Saturday night. And the winner tonight gets either Boyden Hall or Galen Catholic. Boyden Hall, I think they've already got reservations at
see.
The end of last season.
Yeah.
They just assume they're going to be
right.
back at the state tournament every year. And then Galen Catholic, I looked, maybe once in their school's history have they been to state.
Well, 1983. I think I looked up 1983, Galen Catholic. It's the only time they've gone to state and they lost in the opening round. But, hey, they made it that year. Boyden Hall's got 20 trips to the state tournament under the resume, including last year. So a 33-19 record for Boyden Hall, no, an 0-1 record for Galen Catholic. So whoever wins this ball game tonight is going to have their hands full on Saturday night, you know, either with Boyden Hall or Galen Catholic, if Galen Catholic will pull off the upset.
I mentioned Audubon. Their last time at state was in 2000 for the Crusaders, 10 years later in 2010. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. We'll return with more of your pregame show. We'll take a look at our schedule tonight and your starting lineups for this 1A District 16 final as we head to Substate on Saturday. Boys basketball next on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Well, at Bio Processing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bio Processing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you, with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Back at Carroll High School, side of tonight's 1A District 15 final. I wrote it down as 16 when I was putting my notes together, and I've been saying it wrong all night. So, Todd, I'm glad you caught that. We do know it will be Substate 8.
Yes.
At Sioux City East, 6 o'clock on Saturday. And with Coon Rapids Baird and Audubon squaring off here, we will cover whoever wins tonight to face either Boyden Hall or Galen Catholic, 6 o'clock on Saturday. Along with Todd Danner, I am Nick Brinks, and we come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Let's take a look at our schedule tonight. We've got a 2A boys district final. South Hardin is at Kemper. Jeff Blankman has the broadcast there. And then coming up tomorrow, we've got a couple girls games. St. Albert and Coon Rapids Baird will square off down in Harlan, and we will have that covered with Mason Nealand on Kick 106.7. And then the Coon Rapids Baird girls, they are with that St. Albert game, and then we've got Exira EHK and GTRA. They will be on KKRL tomorrow night as well. It's a hopping place here at Carroll High School.
Yep.
Carroll boys won here last night. They'll play on Thursday here.
Right.
We've got this game here tonight, and then the Exira EHK GTRA game. So not only is Randy Beeson hoping to win a couple games in here this week,
right.
As the AD of Carroll, he's here tonight, and he's making sure that this is a good show for the fans, and it's going to be a capacity crowd,
yeah.
It looks like. We're up in the balcony, up kind of in the mezzanine area, and we've got the only bleachers that I can see right now. Down below, almost jam-packed, plenty of red. You can't tell who everybody's cheering for based on color tonight.
Right,
it's all red, white, and black, and should be a fun one. So there you go. Kemper is on Kick 106.7 tonight with Jeff Blankman. So, Todd, Kuhn wins this postseason over ACGC and Logan Magnolia. They have won their games by an average of 28 points this year. On the other side, Audubon, they've got 15 wins, 9 losses, wins in the playoffs over IKM Manning and Lennox. And all season long, they've won by an average of 5.5 points. But as we kind of touched on earlier, 6 meetings since 2020. Two things stood out to me. One, I could not believe that Audubon and Coon Rapids Barrett had not played before 2020.
Right.
But second of all 6 of those games have been decided by 12 or fewer points, 5, 9, 7, 12, 9, and 2 in that span, including the season opener back on December 1st of this year where the Crusaders won by 5, and that was the only time all season that they won by 5 or fewer points.
Right.
You know, they lost to Trainer, their only loss, a 2A top 10 team. The majority of their games were 20-plus wins, 17 of them, 20 of their 22 wins by double digits. But the Wheelers, they played them close. I know Caden Oswald for the Crusaders was out that night. He's here tonight.
Yep.
He's been playing the rest of the year. We'll see what the Wheelers have up their sleeves. Can they keep not only this season's focus of keeping it close with the Crusaders for the second time and, you know, over the last few years?
Like,
can they keep it rolling?
Like you mentioned, not a lot of teams have been able to stay on the court with the Crusaders. And, you know, they come in averaging 71 points a ball game. Coon Rapids Fair does. And, you know, Audubon's just at 60. You know, so Audubon gives up 54, while Coon Rapids Fair only gives up 43.7 points a ball game. So it's really, we're going to be able to see what kind of adjustments Audubon made from the first time they played. I mean, this was 85 days later they played this past season. So we'll see if Audubon can make some adjustments and get back into this ball game.
Starting lineups for tonight on your Mackey Motors pregame show. We begin with the Audubon Wheelers. They'll be in the red uniforms with white numbers tonight. 6-foot sophomore Aiden Kiergaard, a 6-foot senior Brody Schultes, a 6'3 senior Carson Wessel, a 6'4 senior Austin Christensen, and a 6'5 senior Brody Weber. And on the other side for the Crusaders, white uniforms, red numbers, 5'10 junior Jace Baker, 6'3 junior Bryce Lewis, a 5'10 junior Caden Oswald, a 6'3 junior Ty Hayden. And the standout, when you look at 1A boys basketball, the name that sticks out, Cal Hayden, the 6'4 senior. And we talked a little bit about Ty earlier, 24 points, 21 rebounds the other night. Cal was no slouch, 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists himself.
No, it's hard to take anyone away from that Crusader team, but when Cal Hayden and Ty Hayden are going like that, they're awful dang tough to stop. And I said, as an opponent, who do you take away? Who do you try to beat you? Do you let Ty, you know, try and score his points, or do you let Cal? You know, it's going to be something for the Wheelers to see if they can do that tonight.
You've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. We will take a quick break and pause for the national anthem. We've given you your starters. We've taken a look at some of the numbers. We've got to play some basketball next, and we are going to do that when we return. It's a 1A District 15 final, and the winner heads to Substate in Sioux City coming up on Saturday.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are, one that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Roll a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
Coon Rapids, Baird, and Audubon are about to square off here on 93.7 KKRL Carroll. Alongside Todd Danner, I am Nick Grinks. Winner heads to Substate, where Coon Rapids, Baird made it last year. Still trying to get over that hump, though. Have not made it to state since 2010. Audubon, even longer, seeking their first state trip, needing an upset tonight to continue that, as it was 2000, the last time the Wheelers were down at, I guess at the time, Vets Auditorium.
Yes.
Now Hayden and Austin Christensen tipped, controlled, and the Wheelers check the first box of the night, but they're gonna turn it over. No, Christensen picks up the loose ball. They look to the left wing, and the intended target was not expecting it. It was deflected, but they're gonna hang on to it. But now the Wheelers pop it up here with good defense from Jace Baker and the Crusaders. Defense strikes early.
Yeah, good defense by Jace Baker. Knocked the ball off of his shoulder side there for a turnover against Audubon.
On the floor for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, their starters, Cal and Ty Hayden, Jace Baker, Bryce Lewis, Caden Oswald, and for the Wheelers, it's Aiden Kiergaard, Brody Schultes, Carson Wessel, Austin Christensen, Brody Weber. Oswald missed the season opener against Audubon when they won by five. That's a jersey number as well. Oswald stops at the top, looks to his left, and he finds Baker. Cutting inside, Cal Hayden runs into traffic. Foul on the floor, and a whistle and a foul. I think Brody Schultes, Brody Weber, will pick up the game's first foul, 44 seconds in. Still looking for our first score, and the Crusaders have a little confusion on who is going to inbound the ball. It'll be Caden Oswald. From the baseline, surveying, finds Cal. High bank shot, no good. Christensen is in for the rebound, and the Wheelers take possession back. Both teams come up empty on their first possession of this District 15 final, and the Wheelers cough it up again. A steal for Jace Baker. Up the floor to Oswald in the left wing. Back to the corner. Baker for three. It's in and out, and the rebound taken down this time by Aiden Kiergaard. The Wheelers push into the front court in those red uniforms, white numbers. Essentially the inverse look to the Crusaders tonight. Corner look for Kiergaard. Drives baseline. May have stepped on the line, and that'll be a turnover. Three possession, three turnovers for the Wheelers in a scoreless 123 here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Kiergaard driving baseline there with Baker with good defense on them. That time he was able to step out of bounds to the turnover.
Cal Hayden. He'll run point on this possession. He stands in the circle at midcourt here in this Carroll High School gym. Night two of a very busy week of basketball here at Carroll High School. Inside look, Ty Hayden gets hit from behind, and he'll get called on a travel. That looks a little questionable down there as he and Christensen went up for the rebound after the miss by Ty Hayden, and then Christensen kind of, the way he landed, almost had Hayden in a chokehold, but it'll be Hayden with the rebound and a travel instead. Underneath, and the fourth turnover, they're going to throw it away again. So far the Crusader defense is smothering the Wheelers, but the Crusader offense hasn't been able to match it at the other end. Oswald underneath finds a wide open Ty Hayden. He puts it in for two. He lays it in, went up strong, got hit from behind, and we will see a foul. And it'll be on Weber, his second here in the early going. Foul trouble for the senior. And it's Ty Hayden at the free throw line for an and-one opportunity where he's shooting 58% this year.
Yeah, nice drive to the basket that time by Oswald. Was able to drop it down to Ty Hayden for 2 points. See if he can finish off a conventional three-point play here.
And he will. Ty Hayden with the first 3 points of the game. And it's the Wheelers in possession. They haven't even gotten a shot off yet, I don't think.
No,
they turn it over four times, five times. Hayden gets the steal, and Cal is going to slam it with one hand at the other end.
Yeah, timeout, Ottoman, 5-0 Crusaders.
If you're the Wheelers, giving it up five straight possessions to begin, probably not what Coach Miller had drawn up when he woke up this morning.
No, and like I said, all five turnovers have happened on the half-court offense. So that's one of the adjustments that Ottoman's going to have to make as well, too, because you get some better spreading on the offensive end.
The first one was just a loose ball out of bounds created by Jace Baker's defense, but the other four, all steals for the Crusaders. Now, I take that back. Three steals. There was one baseline look out of bounds for Kiergaard. So Miller takes the quick timeout, a chance to regroup early. If anything, for Ottoman, it could be a lot worse with five turnovers. You're only down 5-0. They only scored on a couple of those chances.
And a good timeout by Ottoman that time. They need to slow down the momentum a little bit by the Crusaders.
2.5 minutes into this district final, and the Wheelers get their first shot up, and the Crusaders, on the rebound attempt, will fling it out of bounds. They weren't able to hang on to it, and so Ottoman will keep it under their own basket. 2.5 minutes in, and they got their first shot up. Inside to the right wing, Brody Schultes for three. That's in and out. And Ty Hayden may be the purest all-around rebounder in our area.
And not the biggest guy in the world either.
Crusaders in the front court with a 5-0 lead. Underneath to Ty Hayden at the left elbow. To the top, to the right wing. Underneath, Cal Hayden. He's going to try to finish, and he's going to bank one in for the layup. Four for Cal. His brother Ty with the other three as they have the Wheelers shut out here 7-0 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter of this District 15 1A final. Shot up from the free throw line, missed by Carson Wessel and rebounded by the Crusaders. Oswald drives to the left elbow, stops, looks underneath, and Baker tries one more pass, one too many, and it's a turnover back to Audubon. And then it's kicked out of bounds by the Crusaders as the Audubon Wheelers try to go from the right corner into the lane. A little bit of a break for them, as I think that was about to be a turnover for themselves, but it went off the shoe of a Crusader.
Mm-hmm. Almost forced us to six turnover the ball, getting the Crusaders in on that drive.
Jorgen Nowatzki, the sophomore off the bench. He's the intended target here from Brody Schultes at the top. Tried to toss one with some heat to him down under the basket, but that's well off the mark. Kiergaard, or rather Nowatzki there, averaging 11 points a game, or just over 10 a game, and he comes off the bench.
Yeah, that's not bad. You got to have a good kid off the bench that can do it for you.
Corner three from Cal Hayden for the Crusaders missed, and Austin Christensen's got a rebound. Now Brody Schultes to the free throw line. Spins his way up, puts one up over Cal, and gets this one to fall with a nice bounce as Schultes leads the team in scoring, assists, steals, and three-point shot makes. They're on the board for the first time, down 7-2. From the right wing, a three from Bryce Lewis. A team-high 47 made threes this year. Misses one. Oswald has it after the offensive board for the Crusaders. Now Ty Hayden comes out of nowhere to clean it up for the offensive glass. And it looks like there were no Crusaders in the area. And then all of a sudden, here comes number 21. And now Cal's got a steal. He's got a head of steam. And he's going to lay it up at the other end with some touch.
Yeah, there was Ottoman Wheeler right there. So he laid it up that time for two more points for Hayden and the Crusaders.
If he wanted to be greedy, he probably could have slammed it, but he lays it in, goes for the easy look. Crusaders take it on a rebound after a Wheeler miss. Now the Wheelers will settle into a 2-3 zone. Cal Hayden at the top, hand off to Lewis. Lewis drifts to his left, stops at the top. Oswald left wing, guarded by Nowatzki. Now to the left wing, open three for number three, and he gets it to go. The game's first triple belongs to Bryce Lewis, his 48 this year, and the Crusader fans in front of us like what they're seeing.
Yeah, another timeout by Ottoman that time, another three-pointer. Crusaders have thrown up 500-some three-point shots this year, made just about 180 of them. So if they, like I said, 14-2 lead, another good timeout by Ottoman. You can't let the Crusaders get out and going like they are right now because Kevin Ferris has a totally flustered on defense.
Back in 30 seconds on KKRL.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Points for the Wheelers. Two timeouts already taken by the Wheelers. They trail 14-2, and we mentioned it in our pregame show. Six meetings for these two teams since 2020. Crusaders have never won by more than 12, and they lead by 12, 2 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Coon Rapids Bears is really flustered to Ottoman on defense right now, causing a lot of havoc in the half-court offense. Ottoman hasn't gotten a lot of possessions, but they got a lot of shots off yet. So
Jerrisville gets it stripped away. Baker finishes with the layup at the other end. Kiergaard found Nowatzki, and now on the inbound play, the Wheelers are going to turn it over again.
Nowatzki stepped over the out-of-bounds line as he was trying to throw the ball in.
So an unforced error there, but the way this Crusader defense is, I'd be flustered too.
Yeah, they have him flustered right now, totally.
Inbound play, right wing three, and Bryce Lewis has his second here in the last couple minutes. 19-2. Coon Rapids Baird with an offensive explosion and some stingy defense here in the first quarter. Wheelers into the front court, left to right in those red uniforms with white numbers. Austin Christensen, bounce pass inside. They had a wide open look for Sullivan McLean off the bench if that pass was just a little cleaner. But now the Crusaders will foul for the first time, and they'll get a new inbound look here as Bryce Lewis is the guilty Crusader. Crusaders come in 22-1. They finish the regular season ranked number 5 in 1A. Inbound play to the left wing. Carson Wessel surveys the defense, guarded by Lewis. Now around Ty Hayden. Looks to his left, looks to his right. Back to McLean. Back to Wessel. Open for three for a moment. Steps in front of Cal Hayden, and he spins his way to a nice mid-range jumper from the right wing.
Yeah, nice turnaround jump shot that time by Wessel to make it 19-4. Minute 47 to go in the first quarter.
15-point lead. Jumped out to 19-2 there for a while. Crusaders have it. Bryce Lewis has gotten hot behind the arc. He's knocked down a couple here in their last three possessions. Crusaders almost lose the handle on it. They pick it back up, but Cal Hayden slips over the half-court stripe trying to save it. And I think because it was deflected, he could have just let it roll a little bit further into the backcourt to establish possession. But he picked it up right before the timeline, and his momentum carried him back into the backcourt, so they didn't get the luxury of the tip by Ottoman. So the Wheelers will try to capitalize on that turnover. Nowatzki to the right wing, inside. They're going to drive to Christensen, and they're going to wave this layup off. He got fouled before the shot, and it'll be on Ty Hayden, his first. And they'll get another inbound play. Both teams with two fouls, 81 seconds to go in the first quarter. 19-4, all Crusaders in the early going, as they are the home school today, but their gym was about 50 seats under capacity for a district final, so they're hosting this game in Carroll today. Corner three on the way from Kiergaard. It's off the front of the rim, gets his own rebound, drives inside, runs into Hayden. Cal was there, Ty was about ready to clean him out too. And now, stepping his way down, no good, Wessel, but Christensen cleans it up, and his offensive putback. So against the Haydens, the Wheelers get a couple of offensive rebounds, and Christensen finishes, and they've scored the last couple buckets.
Yeah,
now.
They've done a much better job in the offense, slowing it down a little bit. It gets better, it looks at the basket, and it gets some finishes now.
40 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 19-6, Coon Rapids Bear to Lewis in the left wing. He wants his third three of the quarter, and he's got it. 50 on the year now, and Lewis has 9 in the quarter. It's a 22-6 lead. Into the front court, Carson Wessel up the floor slowly, 21 seconds left. Finds Christensen at the free throw line, bounce pass right wing to Kiergaard. Drives to the baseline, right side, shot no good, but Sullivan McLean, he's got the offensive glass. And the putback, 7 seconds left, 22-8 Crusaders. They've got the basketball in the front court. Will Lewis get one more three? Let's his defender fade away, and it's off the front of the iron with the pump fake. But 22-8, Crusaders. They led by as many as 17, and they lead by 14. As we go to quarter number two, you're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Second quarter just underway, and 5 seconds in, and Jorgen Nowatzki fouls Caden Oswald off in the right wing.
Yeah, but for Ottoman, that first quarter couldn't have ended fast enough. You know, now hopefully now things are turning in favor a little bit. They got some late baskets to get back into the ballgame.
Winner tonight moves to sub-state. Oswald wanted to find Ty Hayden in the left wing, but Hayden thought he was about to drive for a layup. The pass well behind him. One of those classic, I zigged, he thought I was going to zag, and the pass goes out of bounds. Wheelers will take possession here, checking in on that Boyden Hole Galen game. Our winners tonight will match up on Saturday in Sioux City at East High School. It's 16-11 Boyden Hall after one quarter. A 6-3 run to end the quarter for the Wheelers. They were down by 17 at 19-2. See what they can do as they lob it to the left corner. And driving in, baseline long two, no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Now he flips it over to Cal Hayden. Hayden, one-on-one, defended closely by Ryan Hermanson, who fouls. He's off the bench.
Hermanson did a pretty nice job, you know, defending Kel Hayden. You know, like you said, 3-3 points by Bryce Lewis in that first quarter, you know, really got the Crusaders going.
Kemper is in control in the early going in their first quarter. They lead 18-10 without Griffin Glenn tonight over South Hardin. That game is on kick 106.7 with Jeff Blankman. 22-8 early in the second quarter. Caden Oswald with the Crusaders leading. Works inside. And they get it down to Gavin Heiderscheidt. He's off the bench. And Gavin lays it in.
Nice play off the bench for the Coon Rapids Heiderscheidt is.
Got two passes in the lane. The assist to Ty Hayden. And now at the other end, the Crusaders try to draw the charge, but they will get the foul on Cal Hayden instead. It'll be his first, and we'll see some free throws for Jorgen Nowatzki.
Yeah, that was a good call by the officials that time. As Cal Hayden thought he was maybe a step, he moved his foot in the last second, was able to get the blocking foul called against him.
24-8 as they will clean up a wet spot on the floor where Cal took that charge and laid out for it. As we will see Jorgen Nowatzki at the bench, averaging 10 points a game this year. He's a 64% free throw shooter, and he scored 15 in that 5-point loss to Coon Rapids Baird in the season opener when it was 54-49. Nowatzki off the bench was their leading scorer that night, and he'll try to score their first point of this second quarter, and he will do so from the free throw line. He rattles it around and in. 24-9. 6:41 remaining in your first half of play here on 93.7 KKRL. It's a 1A District 15 boys final. Substate Saturday. Nowatzki hits both. And they're up to 10 now. 24-10 your score. Crusaders have the basketball and the lead. Caden Oswald, bounce pass to the left wing, Ty Hayden. Now Cal drives to the lane. Nobody open there. They're going to fire away a three. This one well long from Lewis. The hot hand early. Audubon kicks it down into the corner. Nowatzki to the top. Catch and shoot three, and Wessel misses to the right. And at the other end, the Crusaders will take it as it went out of bounds.
Yeah, good defense that time by Ty Hayden. He went up just to give enough look on the bigger shots that was missed.
6:14 to go here in the first half. Your Mackey Motors halftime show's on the way. And in our postgame show tonight, we will name our Culver's player of the game, Ty Hayden. To left wing, Gavin Heiderscheidt. He's got a three. He's got a couple buckets here to begin the second quarter as he hits his 21st three of the year. Back to a 17-point lead, tying their largest from the first quarter. Cal Hayden gets a rebound after Brody Schultes misses on a wild look from the left side. Hayden up the floor right to left at the free throw line. Out to the wing, and we've got a foul before the shot from Oswald. Foul on the floor. And the foul is on Ryan Hermanson. He checked in and will now sub out here after a couple minutes in the second quarter.
Yeah, Kiergaard back in for the Wheelers.
Along the far sideline at midcourt, it'll be Ty Hayden inbounding. Nobody open yet. They'll find Bryce Lewis deep in the corner in front of Coach Strieben. Now he'll head to the front court. Now, Crusaders in white, right to left. Cal Hayden at the right elbow. Let's the jump shot fly, and he knocks it down.
Yeah, that's 12-foot jump shot that time by Kel Hayden.
Hayden's got 8 of their 29. And the Wheelers will answer with a layup.
By McLean.
From Sullivan McLean. He's got a couple on the day. Top of the key, 3, no good. Rebound easily for Aiden Kiergaard. A right wing 3, catch and shoot. Bank shot, no good. Rebound will be poked out. Last touch by Cal Hayden. There was a mass of bodies with arms in the air fighting for that rebound, and Cal was the last one to get fingers on it.
Yeah, that one probably would have been reviewable in the like college games.
5 minutes to go in the first half. A 29-12 lead for the Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird. The Audubon Wheelers have possession. Inside, Nowatzki. Nice job as he gets the little jumper from the right block. Pump faked. Drew some contact and then made the shot, too.
Yeah, nice little shot fake that time by Nowatzki. Get him in the air and he gets to draw the foul.
And for the Crusaders, the foul belonged
to Bryce Lewis.
To Lewis.
Second foul of the ballgame on Lewis. Missed the free throw.
Nowatzki.
Coon with the rebound. Kane down the wall, dribbling out front. Over to Heiderscheidt.
Heiderscheidt's got it in the left wing. He's hit a couple buckets here early in the second quarter as Kiergaard runs into Oswald, and that'll be a foul on Jorgen. So they'll
foul on Nowatzki.
Do it again.
His second foul of the ballgame for Nowatzki.
4:47 remaining in the half. Audubon trails. They'll defend Cal Hayden. But Cal wins that battle 9 times out of 10. The baseline floater from the right side, mid-range jumper, and he knocks it down. Double figures for Cal. 31-14. Bounce pass inside. Ty Hayden takes it off the groin, I think, deep pass to his brother Cal, and a charge or a block. It's going to be a block as Cal gets a couple free throws. He wants the goaltend call, too.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get the goaltend call. The ball was kind of going up. I think it was a nice block by the Wheeler player there, but he definitely drew the foul. Ottoman's coach did not like that that foul call. They thought it was a charging foul on Cal Hayden.
So Cal will get to shoot a couple of free throws, and it's Nowatzki picking up second and third fouls here in pretty short order. And for the next 4 minutes and 27 seconds, the Crusaders will be shooting free throws.
Yeah, that's a 15 foul on Ottoman. Like Nick said, the shooting free throws the rest of the way.
11 for Hayden now as Cal knocks down his first free throw of the night. And he's got 5 here in the quarter, 6 in the first quarter, 32-14, and a chance to match their largest lead of 19, which he does. 12 for Hayden, 33 for the Crusaders, 14 for the Wheelers. Ottoman in the front court. Left to right, pump fake from Kiergaard. Inside, right elbow, jumper from Christensen, and he flushes one down.
That's been around jump shots that time, Christensen. We just need to get a stop here. They need to get a couple, two or three stops in a row to get back in this ball game.
Bryce Lewis in the right wing got hot in the first quarter behind the arc. Cal Hayden spins inside the right elbow, and the shot is missed with a rebound to Carson Wessel. The Wheelers get the defensive stop. Can they splash this three in at the other end? No, and it's rebounded after the Schultes missed by the Crusaders. Lewis. At the top, Ty Hayden left elbow. Back out to Oswald. Top of the key. Drives toward the free throw line. Right side. Sees Part. Lays it in with ease from the right hand.
Yeah, nice drive to the basket. Hard drive to the basket. Coming to Oswald for 2 points for the Crusaders.
So he missed the first game against Ottoman, so he didn't score that night. He's on the board now. His first points of the year against the Wheelers. Wessel at the top. Dribbles to the free throw line, and it's ripped right ahead of his hands by Ty Hayden. But they're going to call it a foul, and Ty's beside himself. He thought it was clean.
Might have grabbed your arm just a little bit.
We'll
yeah. No appeal will work right now. No.
35-16, as the Crusaders are up big early. Kiergaard from the right corner misses the long two. Cal Hayden's there for the rebound, and it's Caden Oswald dribbling up the floor, jogging. Lightly and politely. Stops at the top of the key. Right wing look. Passes to Bryce Lewis. Gets a screen from Cal. Tries to shake off Kiergaard. Steps back to the top. Oswald dribbles to the right wing. And that's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Schultes of the Wheelers. So the Crusaders will keep possession. 14 on the shot clock with 3 minutes to go in quarter number two. 35-16. Coon Rapids Baird as they jumped out to a 7-0 lead before the Wheelers were able to score. They've led all of this one so far. 13 minutes in. Bryce Lewis at the right wing. Down to the corner. Pump fake Baker. Drives. Kicks out to Lewis. Shoots the three. And he banks one as the shot clock was about to expire. A slight buzz as that one drops in the bucket. 38-16, a 22-point advantage now for the Crusaders.
Yeah, why wouldn't it fall for Baker tonight?
He's got 4 triples already.
Lewis. Yeah, Lewis got 4, yeah.
And now Wessel lays one in for Audubon to answer. At the other end, Baker to Oswald. Free throw line, drives, and a foul from Sullivan McLean in the paint. Oswald danced and left, and McLean was in his way.
Yeah, I know Artemis coach did not like that. Darren Miller did not like that call. Kelly Hayden should be called for a charge. Another time, Oswald should have been called for a foul, but the Crusaders are getting some of the breaks right now from the officials.
And then you look at the other end when Audubon,
right,
where Kuhn maybe thought Audubon should have been charged,
right,
called on the charge. The defense has gotten the call all three times tonight.
Yeah.
We've yet to see the charge called. So Oswald's first free throw was good. Second is also good as he tickles the twine with a couple of swishes.
2:15 to go. 40-18 Crusaders.
Ottoman into the front court now. Left to right. Schultes drives, lost his footing, and he'll travel. It was about to be a turnover anyway as that ball rolled into the back court and out of bounds. Lost his footing and traveled in the process. 2:07 left until halftime. Your Mackey Motors halftime show is on the way. We've got Audubon and Coon Rapids Baird tonight on KKRL in this 1A District 15 final. Kemper and South Hardin on Kick 106.7 with Jeff Blankman tonight. Hayden Oswald drives right wing to the free throw line. Up to the top, Ty Hayden. Free throw line extended out to Cal. Right corner, drives baseline, lost his footing for a moment. Lobs it in toward the backcourt. The Wheelers will scoop it up, and Kiergaard tries to lay it up. Doesn't, but there is Brody Schultes to clean it up.
Yeah, that's why you always follow.
As Cal saved the rebound from going out of bounds, it was pushed into the backcourt. Audubon could have had possession if they let it go. But Kiergaard was off and running with a chance, and the Wheelers are going to get a steal here. From Wessel, right wing, and stripped and fouled by Oswald right in front of Coach Streben. 1:22 to go in the second quarter as the Crusaders have the Wheelers doubled up right now, 40-20.
Fourth team foul on Coon Rapids Baird.
So now for the next 80 seconds, any foul, we'll see some free throws. Inside look for Christensen. He thought that was good. It rolls off the rim, no good.
No hurry for Coon Rapids Baird, like I said. 31 seconds on the shot clock, 107 to play, up 20.
Oswald into the front court slowly. Now he'll take off and run. Tries to lay it up, doesn't get enough on it from the right side, and it's rebounded by Sullivan McLean. Off to the left wing. Kiergaard open for three, and he splashes. Audubon's first triple of the night.
Yeah, big basket by Kiergaard that time for Audubon. The Wheelers needed that one.
And the Wheelers are almost going to get the steal. They got in front of it. I think it was either Wessel or Schultes or Kiergaard. One of them were over along the far sideline. They stole it. I think it was Schultes.
Yeah, it was Brody.
Stepped on the baseline before he got it back in play.
Made a nice attempt. Like I said, just stepped on the other bounce line in front of the Ottoman fan base.
43 seconds left. Packed house here at Carroll High School. Cal Hayden to the right wing, Bryce Lewis. Lewis with four threes on the night. Leading scorer with 12 points. Inside look. Lewis gets the assist. What a pass. He slings it inside, and Caden Oswald flips it through for two.
Yeah, nice pass attempt from Lewis to Oswald underneath the basket for two more points.
20 seconds left in the half. At the right wing, open three on its way. Easy money for Carson Wessel, and he's got seven from the wing. 10 seconds left. The Wheelers trying to cut this deficit going into halftime. Cal Hayden left wing three, and he splashes his first of the night. 2 seconds left, and the Wheelers will heave it. I don't think it would have counted, but it's no good anyway. Halftime here in Carroll, Coon Rapids Baird 45, Audubon 26. And we'll go to halftime thanks to Mackey Motors, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running, along with Todd Danner. I'm Nick Brinks, and you're listening to 93.7 KKRL as the Wheelers and the Crusaders are fighting to get to sub-state. It's a 1A District 15 final on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Boyd Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Season opener for these two teams back in December. Coon Rapids Baird won 54-49. First game as head coach for Seth Streben.
Right.
Their offense has come a long way from the first game of the season. 54 that night. They've got 45 in the first half, and they've got the Wheelers limited to 26. First quarter, they jumped out to an early 19-2 lead before Audubon finally started to get a little bit going on offense. Second quarter kind of felt a little more evenly matched there with a couple minutes to go. Audubon had it pulled back to about 15 or 16, but then we traded threes at the end, and the Crusaders with Cal Hayden hit that three to go back up by 19 right before the half ended. And right now, it's a 19-point lead. Crusaders feeling pretty good after a first half here in a packed Carroll High School gym.
Yeah, you know, Crusaders come in averaging 71 points a ball game. Right now at halftime, they're on pace for 90. So the way their offense is going, Audubon's going to have to make quite a few adjustments. The biggest thing for them, they're going to take better care of the ball in the third quarter, because if they have the turnovers like they did in the first half, Kunis is going to run this gym right out of the gym.
Alongside Todd Danner, I am Nick Brinks, and we are coming to you on the Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Cal Hayden, leading scorer, and he took that mark going into halftime with 15 points at that three with a couple seconds left. Bryce Lewis, four threes for him in the first half. I think he went 4 for 6. He's got 12, and those are your Crusader leaders. On the other side, Audubon led in that first half by Brody Schultes with 7, and then four guys had 4. Jorgen Nowatzki off the bench, Brody Schultes, Sullivan McLean off the bench, and Austin Christensen. Other scorers for Coon Rapids Baird, Jace Baker finishes with a couple, Caden Oswald 6, Ty Hayden 5, Gavin Heiderscheidt with 5 off the bench. He scored the first two buckets of the second quarter for Coon Rapids Baird. But it's been a lot of Cal and a lot of Bryce for the Crusaders. Those two have combined for 27, and the Wheelers themselves of 26.
And as I said, what do you do? Who do you take away? You want to try, you know, you're not going to stop Kel Hayden because you try to contain him. You know, then you got Ty Hayden. But you got Bryce Smith now hitting 4 3-pointers. You got Heiderscheidt hitting a couple of threes. You got Baker hitting. You know, so there's a lot of athletes on the screen up there to try and take away. And that's what the hard part is for Audubon.
What's scary for Coon Rapids Baird is obviously Cal may be the greatest basketball player, maybe the greatest athlete in general in, you know, some kind of perimeter around Carroll County.
Yeah, and more than just one sport.
Exactly.
I mean, all-sport athlete.
He's the only senior on this team that starts. Everybody else is a junior. So you look at Coon Rapids Baird, obviously not having Cal next year will be big, but you're going to have these four guys back next year. Whatever happens this year, you know, you got a long way to go, but they're still a pretty young team.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. These kids have been playing ball together for a long time, even though, like I said, even when they do lose Cal, this is not going to be it's going to be a little drop, not a huge drop off for next year for Coach Streep. So he's looking forward to a lot of season left for these kids all day this year. There's a lot to look forward to, and I'm sure the way they're playing is exactly what they want to look forward to as well.
It was 22-8 Crusaders after one, 45-26 at the half. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead and have not looked back. It's the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. Back with more live from Carroll High School after this, alongside Todd Danner. I'm Nick Brinks. We're in the Gatorade broadcast booth.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. We are in the Gatorade broadcast booth at this 1A District 15 final. Winner heads to Substate on Saturday to face off against either Boyden Hall or Galen Catholic in Substate number 8. And the winner on Saturday heads to the state tournament a week and a half, or two, and you know, we'll call it, what, 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday, yeah.
45-26 Crusaders of Coon Rapids Bear leading at the half. Audubon begins with the third quarter possession. It's a packed house. It's a who's who in the crowd tonight. We saw John Waddles here. Saw several Coon Rapids Baird girls players and Coach McAllister. They'll be in action tomorrow night down in Harlan as Austin Christensen opens the third quarter scoring with his third bucket of the game. And we'll see if the Audubon Wheelers can mount a charge here in the half. Ty Hayden for three. He doesn't take too many of them. He'll knock down his 15th of the season, and he's got 8 points on the day, and it's a 20-point lead. Once again, for the Crusaders, Austin Christensen, long two, just in front of the left wing perimeter, and he goes back-to-back. Eight for Christensen. Ty Hayden dribbles inside to the corner. Cal Hayden, three on the way, and he ended the second quarter with a three. He opens the third quarter a minute in.
Yep, both teams answering. Both teams answering here.
All offense here in the first 60 seconds of quarter three. Now we've got some defense as the Crusaders are almost going to steal it away. Audubon will eventually lose it out of bounds. The ball was kind of a hot potato at the end of it. It lands out of bounds and Ty Hayden will inbound into the backcourt for Caden Oswald. 51-30, 6:40 left in the third quarter. We've got your Culver's player of the game coming in our postgame show. We'll let you know who our player of the game from tonight is. Cal Hayden certainly in contention, as they'll wave his bank shot floater too, as there was a foul away from the ball as they were trying to set a screen up for him.
Yeah, fouls on Carson Wessel for Audubon. That's his first foul of the ball game.
Bryce Lewis inbounds it to Baker, left wing. Oswald looks right wing, looks right corner, finds Cal Hayden at the right elbow. Whoa! Ty Hayden was not expecting it. He thought Cal was going to take the shot. Instead, he tried to feed his little brother.
Yep, Ty got in position for the rebound and lets it. Cal didn't shoot the ball, tried passing the ball to Ty underneath the basket. Those two had a little talking, going back down, running down the court to each other.
It's kind of funny to look at Ty Hayden and say, little brother. Nothing little about him, unless, I guess, he's a little smaller than Cal.
Yep.
But not by much. Carson Wessel knocks down a baseline floater from the right side, and the lead is back down to 19. But so far here in the third, Audubon is tracking step for step with the Crusaders. Inside Ty Hayden, back to the right wing. Lewis thought about the long three, steps around the screen from Cal. Left wing, down to Baker. Baker's been pretty quiet today. He flips one off the rim, no good. Rebound up front. Deep pass from Wessel into the front court. Ty Hayden rolls out of bounds with it, trying to get the takeaway. Audubon tried to go for the kill shot at the other end of the floor, and that just kind of was discombobulated.
Yeah, Ty Hayden gave a great defensive effort for that, trying to save the ball. Coach Friedman applauding that play by his junior.
Austin Christensen, right corner, long two, no good. Offensive glass for Brody Weber. Back to Christensen, too strong on the layup attempt, coming in from the layup as Oswald gets tripped up from behind. He and Weber collide, and Weber picked up two fouls in the first couple minutes, sat out most of the first half, and he just picked up his third foul here with 5.5 to go in the third. So he'll come right back out.
Yep.
And
Nowatzki's
back in. So Weber, he's sitting at probably maybe 4 minutes played today.
Yeah, and he'll be off for a while starting in his third quarter as well, too.
51-32. Both teams have scored 6 points here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Cal Hayden, right wing, one-on-one with Wessel. Drives, lays it up, too strong. Christensen's there for the rebound. And we've got three of the area's top rebounders in this matchup, with both Haydens and Austin Christensen all among, I think they actually might be our three best rebounders by average. Nowatzki gets an offensive rebound, put back no good. Now we've got a ball knocked out of bounds. The Crusaders touched it last, I think.
Yeah, Oswald had it, then he came down there, and then the ball was knocked out of bounds.
So the Crusaders will defend the inbound play. 51-32. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Winner to Substate on Saturday. Inbound pass to Nowatzki. Spin move too short. And Christensen gets the offensive rebound to the top. They've got Wessel for three, and it's off the rim. No, but Kiergaard got the offensive rebound, and he gets fouled by Baker on the putback. Or will they say it was on the floor? I think they will.
Yeah, it's going to be on the floor. And Audubon's doing a much better job in the third quarter of getting to the glass on the offensive end and getting maybe two or three possessions where they didn't get that in the first half.
Kiergaard to Wessel. Now back to the corner. Kiergaard inside Wessel. Drives, puts one up over Cal Hayden. Can't say that too many get that done, and Carson does. He's got 11 now for the Wheelers, and they have a lead in the third quarter anyway, 8-6. But the Crusaders still have a 17-point lead. Coon Rapids Baird with a timeout here taken by Audubon. Crusaders lead at 51-34 back in 30 seconds.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
And with a sponsor like Coon Bowl, Crusaders have bowled over most of the competition this year, but the Wheelers are hanging tough here in the third quarter. Kiergaard's three is off the rim, no good. Back at the other end, Lewis wants number 5. That's off the front iron. Tipped, rebounded by Cal Hayden. One-on-one with Christensen, now double-teamed, and he gets fouled from behind. Fouled with that double-team, and Hayden gets to shoot a couple here.
Yeah,
Christensen will pick up his first.
Yeah, good defense that time by Christensen, but as I say, Hayden backed himself up and was able to draw the foul to get to the line for a couple.
Cal Hayden with 18 on the night. Chance to get to 20 here with two free throws. 4:13 left to go in the third quarter. And he hits the first. He's 3-for-3 from the stripe. Now, we've talked about that season opener that these two teams played, 54-49. Crusaders won. Cal Hayden, 34 points and 15 boards that night. He could be getting into that ballpark here by the end. He knocked down another free throw.
They might need every point for him tonight to get that, too. Yeah.
53-34 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Crusaders have not trailed tonight, jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Haven't looked back. Nowatzki floats one from inside the free throw line. Short miss, rebound for the Crusaders. And it's CRB inside with Cal Hayden. Guarded by Wesley, lost it off the shoe out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover back to Audubon. 19-point game. That's where we sat at halftime. Both teams with 8 points here in the third. Nowatzki right wing around Lewis. And it's rejected by Lewis. Swatted out of bounds on the layup attempt. And now Coach Streben wants to use his first timeout. The Wheelers have a couple left. Crusaders now with four remaining. Coach Miller, Coach Streben, they'll chat with their teams. 3:44 left in the third as the Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird lead the Audubon Wheelers 53-34.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
To go in the third, and the Crusaders lead by 19. They've got the ball. Ty Hayden drives, splits two defenders, but misses, and it's back the other way.
Nowatzki with the drive to the basket. He goes up, no good.
Nowatzki's short. Crusaders have it. Hayden the rebound. Cal to the front court, right wing. Turns, finds Ty Hayden. Right wing, three, it's on the way, short. And Carson Wessel with the easy rebound. 53-34. Wheelers are down 19. They've got the ball with Christensen. Now Kiergaard at the top for three. Off the back of the iron, Ty Hayden. Sky-high rebound for him. And it's Oswald across the half-court stripe. Flips to the near side, Lewis. Lewis drives to the free throw line. Tries to float one up. Too strong, gets his own rebound. Tries to do it again. This time, three hops. And it drops for two.
They fouled his own shot that time, missed that time, got the rebound, put it back up front. The second floater goes in for him.
Lewis with 14. Kiergaard gets the pass to Wessel, hit by Hayden. And Ty will pick up his second foul, third foul of the day. And that'll be their second here in the quarter.
Yeah, three team fouls on Audubon, two on the Coon Rapids Baird. It was 2:35 to go in the third quarter.
A 21-point lead for Coon Rapids Baird. They've led by as many as 22 tonight. You don't see a lot of time by the Crusaders without Cal or Ty on the floor. They're not guys that come out a lot, but right. Ty with those three fouls, he will get a break. Nowatzki's pass deflected, stolen by Baker to the front court. Lewis, layup at the other end, too strong, good defense from Sullivan McLean. Kiergaard lost the handle on it, and now Wessel, or rather Hayden and Ryan Hermanson went for a tumble. Lewis, his baseline floater is no good. Hermanson's got the ball. It's stolen by Oswald. And now he stole it right in front of the timeline. Momentum carried it behind.
Over the back call on the Crusaders. Both offenses right now. The game's got a little sloppy. A little sped up for both teams a little too much right now. Both teams got to slow down just a little bit to get into their offensive flow.
Yeah, we've reached the part of the game where it's hard to keep track of what's going on. Free throw jumper from Jorgen Nowatzki. His fifth and sixth points of the game, back to a 19-point game. Crusaders into the front court. Oswald drives left wing down in the corner. Gavin Heiderscheidt, five for him in the first half, all coming in quarter two. Baker to Lewis. Lewis in the right wing, underneath to Cal Hayden. He's guarded by Wessel. Feels like a little bit of a mismatch. They'll try to take advantage. Cal fights his way, spins in, lays it in for two.
Yeah, Hayden did a nice job of backing in Wessel that time for 2 points for the Crusaders.
Now Nowatzki, he and Lewis make contact. And the pass to McLean deflected with a foul. Audubon in the lane, with some contact from Cal Hayden, his second foul.
Third team foul on the Crusaders. Both teams have three team fouls. 1:22 to go in the third quarter.
57-36. Coon Rapids Baird with a 21-point lead. Inbound pass to Ryan Hermanson, and he gets defended well by Baker. And that'll be lost out of bounds.
Both teams look like they're getting a little tired, too. Ottoman's played eight players tonight. Coon Rapids Baird six players tonight, so.
A minute 15 to go in the third quarter with Cal Hayden to the right wing. Defended on the backside by Hermanson. Now to Oswald. Oswald right wing against Kiergaard underneath to Cal. Flips it left side. Baker, corner three on its way, and he misses. And it lands in the hands of Ryan Hermanson. The senior comes away with a rebound to the front court. Kiergaard to the right wing. Drive baseline. Floats it off the glass. No good. Cal's got a rebound. Hands it off to Oswald under a minute to go. Third quarter, 57-36. Crusaders by 21. They lead 57-36. Oswald drives to the right side of the lane, stops, puts it off the rim, no good. McLean the rebound. Underhand toss to Kiergaard into the front court. To the top, to the corner, left side, Kiergaard driving against Heiderscheidt with some contact from Gavin and a foul. Heiderscheidt with 11 points in the win over ACGC on Friday.
Yeah, nice role player off the bench for the Crusaders.
Also, five rebounds. He's got 5 points tonight. He picks up the foul, and yep. Kiergaard goes to the line.
His first foul of the ballgame on Hunter's night.
Kiergaard, a 67% shooter this year at the stripe, and he knocks it down. The Wheelers have attempted just four free throws tonight. They're 3 for 4 now. Coon Rapids Baird, 7 for 7, actually. Kiergaard, one more free throw coming. It's a 20-point deficit, 30 seconds left in the third. Kiergaard gets both to go. The outstanding sophomore multi-sport athlete. Such a fabulous player to watch on the football field earlier this season. As they made their way to the dome. Cal Hayden's at the top. He's got the ball palmed with 19 seconds left. One-on-one with Nowatzki. Cal lowers his shoulder. Backs his way toward half court. Lets the clock tick. Down to 8. Down to 7. Now he goes and Nowatzki fouls. Fourth foul for the quarter. And fourth on Nowatzki. He's got 6 points as well. But 7.5 seconds to go. Crusaders will have the basketball. And the Wheelers will bring Brody Schultes back onto the floor for Nowatzki with those four fouls. Coon Rapids Baird will inbound next to their bench. They've got the right half of the floor. And they'll inbound Baker to Oswald. Free throw line, right wing look. Baker, three on the way. Banks it from the corner! As Audubon's heave from the backcourt comes up empty, it's 60-38. All Coon Rapids Baird tonight in this 1A District 15 final. 8 minutes away from back-to-back sub-state appearances if they can hang on. Third quarter is done. Fourth quarter is next on KKRL.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
The fourth quarter is underway. The Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders have the basketball first. Cal Hayden dances his way into the lane. And shoots it from the free throw line, gets a generous roll, and it's in. Cal has 20-plus tonight, and he scores early here in the fourth. 24 for Hayden. Corner three coming for Audubon. It's short, left side of the rim, no good. Ty Hayden the rebound. Quickly tosses it to Oswald before falling out of bounds himself. That was a Brody Schultes missed three. Cal Hayden in the left wing, driving baseline, flips it to Ty, uses the top of the glass, and he makes it look easy. Ty's got 10 on the day.
Nice pass from Cal to Ty that time for an easy basket. They've probably done that a lot growing up.
26-point lead here with 7 minutes to go, and Brody Weber dealing with some foul trouble. He's got his first basket of the game. It comes here with a minute gone by in the final quarter. 64-40, all Crusaders tonight.
Yeah, no hurry for the Crusaders. Like I said, up 24, still 25 seconds left on the shot clock.
Again, a packed house here in Carroll's high school gym. A steal for Christensen, and he tries to go up for the highlight slam. Did not pan out quite like he wanted, and it's missed. No good. Back the other way for the Crusaders. Cal Hayden's in the right corner, trying to dribble around his defender, Wessel. Left side, look for Oswald. Drives inside, elbow jumper left. No. Off the rim, Christensen's got the rebound. The pass to Kiergaard might have been deflected by Oswald, and then off the fingertips of Kiergaard, out of bounds right in front of the Coon Rapids Baird girls basketball team cheering on their Crusaders tonight. They're in Harlan tomorrow night to face St. Albert. Coon Rapids Baird will have it. 6:10 to go. Ty Hayden in the left wing. Looks to his left. Nobody open. Gavin Heiderscheid at the top. Three from him. And he swishes it home. His second tonight. And they've got 10 from behind the arc tonight.
Yeah, another big basket by Heiderscheid that time for the Crusaders.
67-40. Driving baseline to the left wing. Pass to Kiergaard. Steps up. The long two off the back of the rim. Popped free. Rebounded by Wessel. And his putback will be good, and he's in double figures. He's got 13 tonight. 25-point lead for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, 5.5 minutes away from a trip to Sioux City on Saturday. And as the number five team in the state, they're going to have the home designation in Sub-State 8 if they hang on here. A 2.5-hour-ish drive, right. That's quite a draw for the Crusaders. Inside for Cal. He lays it in with an and one coming.
Yeah, nice left-handed from the pass that time. You're not going to stop Cal Hayden when he gets down that low underneath the basket. Now, so we'll see if he can finish a three-point play and continue his fine night he's having.
Brody Weber picks up foul number four. It's kind of been a magnet for those fouls when he's been out there, unfortunately. And Cal completes the and one. He's got 27. Audubon will sub in Ryan Hermanson here, and Carson Wessel will check out. Just over 5 minutes to play as Caden Oswald takes a seat, falls over, got hit by his Wheeler counterpart before the ball got inbounded. The Wheelers wanted a foul. Kiergaard at the top to Christensen. Right wing, Schultes. Schultes has been pretty quiet tonight as the team's leading scorer this year as he dances his way in for an acrobatic left-handed layup to the right side. He's got 6 now.
Yeah, nice acrobatic move by the time by Schultes for 2 points.
Crusaders led by 28 there for a moment. Back to 26. Ty Hayden in the right corner. Dribbles around the perimeter. Down underneath to Cal Hayden. Against his defender, Weber. He's up and in for another 2, and he's got 29.
Yeah, he's feeling it right now, Cal Hayden is.
Christensen to Schultes, right corner. Pass goes astray, and Cal Hayden steals it. He'll slow things down. 4:20 remaining in Audubon's season. Crusaders appear well on their way to their second straight sub-state appearance. In the right wing, Gavin Heiderscheid. He's been nice off the bench for them. Cal Hayden, 3 left wing, no good off the back of the rim. Kiergaard the rebound. He finds Hermanson deep. And that layup is off the mark. They get the offensive rebound, though. Kiergaard for 3. In and out. Hermanson, offensive rebound. Swatted by Cal. And Lewis tosses deep for Oswald. Left wing, 3. And it's in and out. No good. And it's swatted over toward the bleachers. And it will be, let's see, who'd they call that out on?
Oswald. Call it Oswald. So Oswald will take possession of the ball with 3:41 to go in the ball game.
72-44. Last update we saw was Boyden Hull leading Galen Catholic going to the fourth quarter. Fairly close, though, 40-31. Kemper leading 50-35 after three at last update over on Kick 106.7 tonight. And here on KKRL, the Wheelers force another turnover. Cal has the steal. Three defenders. Those defenders will win the battle, though. Ball is loose, and now Bryce Lewis lands on Sullivan McLean as things got aggressive there. No whistles, no fouls. Did they finally call a foul at the end? I'm not sure. Referees are talking, though.
I was going to say, both teams went after the three, four kids diving to the floor for loose ball. They call a jump ball. They end up calling a jump ball after all the four kids hit the floor.
And now the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders are going to clear the bench. So they are calling off the dogs here with 3:21 to go. Oswald and the Haydens all subbing out. Baker and Lewis. Heiderscheid as well. So on the floor now for the Crusaders, they've got Sam Larson. As the Wheelers drive and miss, Bennett Heiderscheid. Tucker Lewis, Landon Cook, and Mason Culbertson. They're the five on the floor for the Crusaders. Wheelers have their starters, for the most part, still out there, with a few exceptions. Hermanson's off the bench. He'll take a shot from the right elbow. It's no good, as I think Weber may have just picked up that fifth and final foul. Nope, actually, they're going to call that one on Hermanson. They were both down there.
Yeah, they're both there. I thought Weber was going to foul. Yes, yeah. Yep. It's nice for the Coon Rapids kids to be able to get in play, so they'd be able to play in a district championship game.
And I would have to assume the Wheelers will. Yep, they've got some guys taking their warm-ups off as well. At the top, Culbertson, he'll drive. And a foul on the floor, and it'll be on the baseline for the inbound. Another Ryan Hermanson foul. So the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, with the 28-point lead and under 3 minutes to go, they've got their bench cleared out, and now the Wheelers will do the same. Walter Vetter is a senior. Ty Boland's a sophomore. He'll get his first playing time of the season, it looks like. Hudson Hooker, a sophomore. And they've also got Paxton Bean out there for the first time. A right wing three from Sam Larson. The fans for Coon Rapids Bear, they wanted that one to go, and he's got just a couple points this year. But the rebound's taken down by Hudson Hooker. Now into the front court, as I think I've missed one Wheeler. Here's a long right wing three, rebounded by Lewis of the Crusaders.
Long three by Vetter that time.
Hayden Larson is the junior. He's the fifth out there. And now this three rolls in and out. No good from Bennett Heiderscheid. I think we're just going to see 2 minutes and 20 seconds of yeah, getting some guys to see if they can score some of their first points of the season. Walter Vetter with some contact from Bennett Heiderscheid.
Yep, that'll be his first foul of the ball game. 2:12 to go, 72-44, Crusaders.
Looking at some of these guys, if they've not scored this year, looks like most of them have at least a couple points to their name. Here's a left wing toss to Vetter. He's got 3 points on the year. Ty Boland, he's out there. That ball was intended for him, and then a jump ball will be called favoring the Crusaders. Boland would be somebody that does not look like he has scored this year.
Yeah.
So maybe the Wheelers will try to see if they can get the sophomore on the scoreboard before this one's done. Crusaders will inbound in the backcourt with 2 minutes to go. They are headed to Substate, and I'll have that broadcast on KKRL on Saturday. Sam Larson lets the three fly from the left wing. It comes up empty. Still fighting for the rebound. Landon Cook is going to jump on it, and this jump ball will go back to the Wheelers. And they will bring a couple guys in as well. Kyle Gleason, a sophomore, and Orm Voigt, a senior. Doesn't look like Gleason has scored this year. Voigt has 5 points. So the Wheelers have a lot of guys out there that would love to get maybe their first or second bucket of the year.
The district championship game, and everybody that's suited, everybody's played.
A minute 35 to go. 72-44, Coon Rapids Baird, another jump ball. We are racking up the jump balls.
And Tucker Lewis, that's the second straight jump ball he's forced. So give him some credit. Tucker Lewis, a great job for the Crusaders coming in off the bench. And now he's going to go to the bench. We're going to applaud him. Stevens coach, very happy with him.
A couple freshmen now checking in. Blake Hayden and Griffin Moore. And if you're not familiar with Coon Rapids Baird and you say, wait, there's a third Hayden? Oh, my goodness. got some big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill, yes. Yes, he does.
Audubon gets a strip. Back the other way, Paxton Bean tries to dump it off to Voigt, but it's knocked away out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 77 seconds to go. Wheelers will keep it.
Yeah, one line, nice thing I can see, both teams are still playing hard. These kids have come in, you know, they're giving everything they have here the last 1 minute 15 for both teams. You got to like that.
Boyden Hole does get the win tonight. So they and Coon Rapids Baird will meet up at Sioux City East on Saturday for Substate 3. No good left wing from the Wheelers, but Kyle Gleason's there to clean up the offensive rebound and the putback, and it looks like that'll be his first basket of the season. Kai Gleason, rather. Crusaders into the front court. Larson in the right wing. He's taken a couple shots here that have gotten close. His pass deflected. Orm Voigt hands it off. Bean lays it in at the other end for his fourth and fifth points of the year.
Nice transition basket that time for the Wheelers here in the last minute of the play.
35 seconds to go. Bennett Heiderscheidt to Sam Larson at the top. To the left wing, Landon Cook, free throw line, flips it, and he knocks it down.
Nice running jump shot that time by Landon Cook.
Wheelers, 20 seconds to go. They've got the basketball, 74-48. Your final score may be that if the Wheelers are content to dribble this clock out. They might get one more shot off. They'll spin inside. Bean to the top, to the left wing. At the buzzer, it's going to come up short. Audubon will fall. Crusaders get that rebound. And Coon Rapids Baird gets a 74-48 victory. And they will meet up with the District 16 champion, Boyden Hole. Coming up on Saturday, and really from the get-go tonight, outside of a little... They struggled a little bit offensively in the first few minutes, did Coon Rapids Baird.
Right.
But they forced five turnovers on the first five Audubon possessions.
Yep.
I think they finally scored on about the fifth of those and then never looked back.
I was going to say, after the hot shooting, the way they came out, kind of the way they shot the lights out there at the beginning, and like I said, forced those five turnovers, and then just really flustered Audubon on the offensive end all night. And then from that point on, it was all Coon Rapids Baird.
So the Crusaders won earlier this year, 54-49, their closest win of the year tonight. Nothing close about it. The Crusaders get it done, 74-48, and they're headed to Substate at Sioux City East. It'll be a 6 o'clock game, game one of a doubleheader at Sioux City East. I believe I saw it could be Western Christian and somebody playing game two of that doubleheader, and so we'll have that for you, I believe, on 93.7 KKRL coming up on Saturday evening. So the Crusaders have moved on, and the Wheelers, their season will finish at 15-10, but they get to a district final and run into a very, very tough Crusader team.
Yeah, very, very tough Crusader team that's going to be hard to stop. And when you win to Calhoun the way he plays, and then you got Bryce Lewis knocking down the four threes on the night. Great job. You know, a lot of athletes who couldn't have been spared. It's hard to take one or two of those players away.
Mackey Motors post-game show is on the way next. We're live in the Gatorade broadcast booth from Carroll High School. A 1A district final has gone final. Coon Rapids Baird 74, Audubon 48.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Well, at Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Live in the Gatorade broadcast booth at Carroll High School, 74-48 is your final score for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders over the Audubon Wheelers. Crusaders and Boyden Hall will meet on Saturday, and it was largely in part tonight to Cal Hayden's doing. 29 points for him early in the going. Bryce Lewis got hot behind the arc.
Yep.
He finishes with 14, and then for the Audubon Wheelers, Carson Wessels, 13 is the high water mark there. But I know early Lewis felt like if he could keep that up, he might be your Culver's player of the game, but kind of hard to go against what Cal did tonight.
You know, early on I said that Audubon was doing a good job defensively against Cal. I think Cal had 6 points in the first quarter. I think he had 23 the final three, so he really stepped up the final three quarters and took over the ball game for the Crusaders and let them look just like he usually does.
It's the Mackey Motors post-game show, and we'll grab some post-game interviews next. Coon Rapids Baird wins it tonight over Audubon.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
The Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders are headed to Substate on Saturday. They'll tip off at 6 o'clock at Sioux City East, and they will face Boyden Hall for the chance to get to the state tournament for the first time since 2010. And we're chatting now with our Culver's player of the game, Cal Hayden, a team high, game high, 29 points tonight. And early in the going, your defense had them flustered. I think they turned it over on the first five possessions, but your offense was a little slow to get going yourselves. Some turnovers and missed shots, but then they started to go down. A 7-0 start for you guys midway through the first quarter. Bryce got hot behind the arc, and then you kind of took over second quarter and beyond. Talk about the start and how that led you guys to where you're at right now on your way to Sioux City.
Yeah, defense has kind of been our thing for multiple years. Even though we moved on to a new coach, I think all of us carry that a sense of pride and hard work that we've always always want. You know, to come out and play the defense like we did. I mean, that's if you're going to tell us we're going to have five turnovers to start their offense, I think anybody in the state's going to take that. You know, for us offensively, getting a little slow, I think it's just they threw a little junk, like a 1-3-1 or a 1-3 chaser, a box and one, you know, kind of something like that. And, you know, that's when Bryce and everyone else is starting to make perimeter shots and force them out of that. And that's our goal. If people are going to throw junk, we're going to try our best. I mean, we got good enough role guys. You know, I wouldn't say role guys, but we got guys who can go for, you know, 20. I guess on the stat sheet, they might be role guys, but, you know, on the court, we know that, you know, one of us can have a night. We can take over a ball game if that's from the three-point line, drive in, posting up, mid-range, you know, fast breaks from defense and stuff. But, yeah, I think it was just kind of slow just because they threw a little junk and we had to adjust a little bit. But once we hit a couple shots, we were getting out of that and play our game of basketball.
Season opener for you guys. You beat Audubon by 5. Tonight, you had a, I think, 12-point lead and then eventually a 17-point lead in the first quarter. I know Caden missed the first game of the season. It was the first game with the new coach, Coach Streben, joining you guys this year. From what you saw December 1st to tonight, the growth that this team has had has been so fun to watch. How has that been personally to be a part of?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a game changer with having Caden. But, you know, that first meeting, it's always first game of the year. So you don't really know how the team plays real well. I mean, I know for us, we've had years to play with each other from middle school now. We're a pretty tight-knit group. So we have some type of chemistry that we've been playing along. So I think that's helped us just grow even more as a team, realizing that it's like this is a team that we think we could do some damage to. But, yeah, having Caden, big game changer, playing a lot of games with everybody, I mean, that helps immensely. If you're going to play a lot of guys or a lot of new guys, especially the new coach, it's going to be a little different. You know, he's got more of a fast-paced kind of go. So I think we're able to adjust to that pretty well with just the experience we have.
When the brackets came out, I know it's easy to say, all right, this is how we think it's going to play out, but coaches and players will always preach one game at a time, but I think everybody would kind of assume, you assumed Coon Rapids Baird and Boyden Hall would meet at Substate. That's what's going to happen. You guys have a nice long road trip on Saturday. I'm sure maybe not super happy having to go 2.5 hours, but nonetheless, you will get to face 17-7 Boyden Hall, but they are always a team with the conference they're in, the teams they play. 7 losses is nothing compared to what you guys might see. What do you expect them to throw at you guys coming up on Saturday, and what will it take for you guys to get to the Casey Center for the first time in 16 years?
Like you said, one game at a time. So I haven't really been looking forward to, or not looking forward to, I haven't really looked ahead into watching any Boyden Hall film. Because, you know, if we lose tonight, that all goes to waste. That trip to Sioux City, that game against Boyden Hall to go to Des Moines. So you can't look ahead. I mean, that's something I've learned, especially with my, you know, plenty of time playing. So, yeah, I think we are able to keep each other to just one game ahead. I know some of us get excited because we're just like, well, you look at the bracket, we're the one seed, we're in our district, we're supposed to win. So it's easy to look ahead, but, you know, my freshman year, we were able to pick off some higher seeds. And so I just don't want that to happen to us. I want this team to make it far. I want us to, you know, chase our dream. So to have the opportunity again after last year, I'm sure we're looking forward to this. You know, who cares about this bus drive? I mean, we're with the boys. We're with our team. We're going to stick together. You know, push each other this week. And just looking forward to Saturday now.
Sounds like a lot of words of wisdom from the lone senior and a junior-heavy starting lineup. You know, the juniors and sophomores and freshmen, they might be the ones that are looking ahead. But you gotta keep everybody calm and collected and say, hey, we gotta take care of business before we get there. Cal, impressive tonight, 29 points for you, a game high. 29 and 35 for you against the Wheelers this year. They're a team that you've personally had some success against, and you get the win tonight. So you're on to Sioux City. Congrats and best of luck. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
That is Cal Hayden of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders as they move to 23-1, and they are going to face off against Boyden Hall on Saturday. It'll be a 6 o'clock game one of a doubleheader, and we'll have it for you on 93.7 KKRL as we're chatting now with Crusader head coach Seth Streben. And as I mentioned with Cal, you've seen a lot of growth from this team from game one of the season to tonight. And we talked early in this one, your defense was playing lights out. Took a little bit for the offense to kind of find their rhythm. Five takeaways or five Audubon turnovers in the first five possessions, but I don't know if you scored on maybe the first four of them. And then you finally got them going, and then you jumped out to a 19-2 lead just like that. Talk about the defense, how well they started out, and then the offense ended up going for 22 in the first quarter, and you kind of went scoreless in about the first two or three minutes.
As I was like, we were getting those turnovers, and I was like, we got to get a bucket. My goodness. These turnovers are nice, but if we don't get a bucket, it doesn't mean anything. But no, it set the tone early defensively. We'd preached defense for a while now, and we know that, I mean, offensively, I feel like we get into a rhythm, and like you said, once the lid comes off the basket, we're doing all right. But I think defensively is where we set that tone and how we get things going.
Cal went for six in the first quarter, but really it was Bryce Lewis. He was the one that got the offense going. Three threes in the first quarter. He finishes with four all in the first half, 14 for him tonight. And as you guys were building that early lead and stretching it out, Bryce felt like he was such a huge part of that offensive explosion after you guys got going.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Bryce, when he sees one of those first couple go in, his confidence just grows, and then you feel like all of them are going in, and he hit some, those are some monster threes, got us going. And then he just played a well-rounded game off of that. He played really good defense, I thought. They have three really good guards who are really tough to defend, and Bryce did a really good job on his assignment outside of making those threes.
So now you've got several days until Saturday. You've got plenty of time to do your research on Boyden Hall. You know, just the name Boyden Hall, they're a team synonymous with making it to the Wells Fargo Arena and now the Casey Center, you know, state championship quality team most years. You guys are looking for that first state berth, your first year as head coach, building on what Coach Meyer developed. And this year, you get back to sub-state as they did last year. What will it take on Saturday to get that done against, obviously, at this point in the year, everybody's going to be a quality opponent, but a very high-quality opponent on Saturday.
Yeah, their record, you look at their record, you think, oh, they lost however many games, but they play in a really, really good conference, and if you watch them on film, you know that they're a really good team. I'm a connoisseur of watching games all season, so I peek in on different teams here and there, and they happen to be a team that I peeked in on a couple times, and they're very good, they're very athletic, and it's going to take more of the same defense that you saw tonight to get the job done. But if we play defense like that, I like our chances against a good team.
Cal goes for 29 tonight. Bryce Lewis, 14. And then Ty Hayden, he ends up with 10. And then Gavin Heiderscheid, he's been nice for you guys off the bench the last two games with double figures the other night, 8 tonight. Anyone else jump out at you when you watched tonight that you said to yourself, all right, got to give them some kudos?
I mean, Caden and Jace, they don't always, like, they don't always do it on the points end side of things, but Caden's always a really good distributor of the ball. And those two just make good plays. They play really, really good defense. They play really tough defense. They had their hands all over the ball tonight. So, like, you look away from the box score, you look away from the points, and those are nice, but those two do things that don't always show up on paper.
Well, congratulations on this win. You've got a few days to get ready for a nice bus trip, and then we'll see you there on Saturday, game one of a doubleheader. You guys will get Boyden Hall first. We'll see you at Sioux City East on Saturday. Coach Streben.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Seth Streben. Headed to Substate are the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. More of your Mackey Motors postgame show next on KKRL.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote, Main Street in Coon Rapids, or call 712-999-DENT.
We're back in our Mackey Motors post game. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on 93.7 KKRL. The Coon Rapids Baird boys win tonight. The Coon girls will be in action tomorrow night down at Harlan. They'll face St. Albert on kick 106.7. And we are chatting now with Audubon Wheeler coach Darren Miller. And We talked before the game, Coon Rapids Baird, all the accolades, top five in the state. You guys played them so well game one, and you guys come in with that close win over IKM Manning. Maybe feeling like house money, we're not expected to win, the pressure is off. Unfortunately, the Coon Rapids Bear defense was really hard early, and you guys turned it over several times on your first few trips down the floor. And you had to burn a couple early timeouts. Yeah. It just kind of felt like they had you guys on the ropes in the first few minutes.
We just had a brutal start, and their defense got to us, and we missed. Kind of been our, we didn't shoot very well, and that's kind of been us for all year, missing some threes here and there. And credit to them, they had a great defense, and they got a really good team. And so you can't fault them. You know, we tried hard as we could, and when you come out that kind of come out with that start, it's just rough to get back, especially with a good team like that.
The second quarter, your offense got going. You were able to get 18 in the quarter. You did give up 23, but you went into halftime down 45-26. You could say at least the offense looked a little better in that second quarter, but the defense still struggled against this Crusader team because obviously, Cal can beat you, Ty can beat you, and then Bryce Lewis was getting hot behind the arc, too.
Yeah, we know when they're banking in threes, it's going to be their night. So I actually thought we did a pretty good job boxing out Ty. I'm not sure what he had for offensive rebounds, but, Cal's just a special player. He can, makes a lot of hard shots and makes them. So it's, credit to him. And our kids didn't quit, and we tried as hard as we could. And, at halftime, we're down 19. We had a halftime we talked about, we got to leave it on the court now because you got nothing to lose. So I'm proud of our team. Our team really has, the last 3 years, have really gotten better. We've increased our win totals every year, and now we hit a district final. I think our guys have got that feeling, and we just continue to raise the program. I'm super proud of them.
And now you get to play Coon Rapids Baird twice a year beginning next year. You're joining the Rolling Valley Conference. Yep. You got them twice this year, once in the postseason. I know you said a few words to Cal and Coach Strieben before they left our mezzanine area. As an opposing coach, having to play against somebody or coach against somebody like Cal, got to feel, when the game's done and you've seen how special he was on the floor, to come up, say congratulations to him, but then maybe in the back of your mind thinking, I'm glad you're a senior this year, so I don't have to see you in the conference next year.
Yeah, for sure. His brother will be there, and he'll have another brother coming, but he's a good player, and, kudos to him. So
A lot of seniors on your team.
Yep.
If you want to talk about the contributions of guys like Brody Schultes, Carson Wessel, Austin Christensen, Brody Weber. These are multi-sport athletes. At the end of every season this school year, we're going to be lamenting the loss of those guys, and basketball is just another story.
Yeah, they're just a really good group. Football, basketball, they've been really good athletes. But more importantly, just really good kids. That's what matters, So we're going to be missed. There's Austin Christensen, and all the seniors have done a lot of stuff for me, and they've done a lot of stuff that I've asked. Summer, early practices, late practices, they've done it all for me, and I'm going to miss them.
And then, of course, guys like Aiden Kiergaard and Jorgen Nowatzki, they'll be back as juniors next week, so you'll have a nice core group to build on as you go into year four as the head coach of the boys at Audubon. Coach Miller, appreciate your time here on our post-game show, and congrats on a great season.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Darren Miller of the Audubon Wheelers. We'll step away and be back with more of your Mackey Motors post-game show right after this.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes.
Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
We are back in the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. I'm Nick Brinks, along with Todd Danner, as the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders are on their way to Sioux City. They'll face Boyd and Hole for the right to go to state at the Casey Center here in a couple weeks. 74-48 is your final score tonight. Our Culver's player of the game with 29 points tonight, Cal Hayden. He was spectacular, and we talked with Cal about it. We talked with Coach Streben about it. We even talked with Coach Miller about it. Although the offense got going a little slowly for the Crusaders, that defense hounded Audubon from the get-go, created five straight turnovers to begin the game. Then the offense started to roll and really never looked back.
Well, Coach Streben told me just a little bit ago that he as good as they are on the offensive end, he stresses defense. And I'll see that's why he stressed defense. Like I said, offensively, they know what they're going to get out of the Hayden boys and Oswald and Baker and stuff like that. But defense wins ball games. And you saw that tonight, holding the other team down to what they had 48 points. You know, so you got to give the guys Crusaders defense a lot of credit for doing that. And you know, I said 23 wins, outstanding season, but with one more game to go and looking for the first state tournament bid since 2010 and sixth overall. So good luck to the Crusaders on Saturday night.
They will get Boyd and Hole. Galen Catholic kept it competitive throughout the night, but Boyd and Hole gets the win. Comets take them down 55-41. It'll be 6 o'clock at Sioux City East on Saturday. I'll have the game for you here on 93.7 KKRL. And they got to sub-state last year, had to play right. Woodbine for a third time.
Yep.
They'll get to play Boyd and Hole on. I haven't looked enough to see if they've played them before
right.
or how many times they've played them. I know they haven't played them recently, at least,
yes.
But it's going to be a tough test for the Crusaders, but the way they have played this year, you know they are good enough
yes.
to win that game. You just have to avoid having off nights,
right.
a bad
right.
shooting night. The thing is that bodes well for the Crusaders. Even if you have an off night shooting, it's hard to have an off night defensively
right.
when you're as good as they are. You might miss some shots, but defense travels.
Yeah. If you're Coon Rapids Bear, they got to feel confident going into Saturday night. I mean, they're playing their best ball of the season right now. And like I said, if they put up 75 points tonight, you know, if they can do that against Boyd Hall, I like their chances. If they can score 75 against Boyd Hall, I like their chances Saturday night. So if they, like I said, if you get I'm sure Boyd Hall is going to have a plan for Cal. You know, but once you do, you take him away, you got these other athletes for Coon Rapids Bears who are going to step up. It's, you know, if Lewis can have another hot shooting night like he did tonight, and Caden Oswald and Baker and all those guys, those kids can step up. You know, I really see Coon Rapids advancing to the state tournament.
29 for Cal Hayden tonight. Bryce Lewis, he finishes with 14 points. Ty Hayden gets to 10 points, and he was much quieter on the rebounds tonight. He had 21 the other night. I didn't track. I would assume he got to a double-double, but maybe in the 10 to 12 range if I had to guess. And then on the other side, Carson Wessel, one of those seniors for the Wheelers that will wrap up his career tonight. He finishes with 13 points. And, yeah, the Wheelers 15-10 on the year. They got to a district final. We mentioned it earlier. They haven't been to state since 2000. Even district finals,
right,
sub-state finals, are not games that the Wheelers have been to very often since 2000. So I know they ran into a buzzsaw tonight, but just to get here tonight is an accomplishment for a team that had some success this year.
You know, yeah, I'm sure like Coach Miller and his boys are obviously disappointed with that. They probably went a little more competitive. And if, I'm sure they came in thinking, hey, we might have a shot at these boys. You know, we knocked off a good IKM Manning team the other night to get here. You know, and we deserve to be here. And they did deserve to be here. Like you said, they just ran into a hot shooting Coon Rapids Bear tonight. They really stepped up defensively and was able to shut them down. But, you know, nothing to hang their heads about. Ottawa has nothing to hang their heads about. The great season, 15 wins, getting to the district championship game is something those kids are going to be remembered for the rest of their lives.
And if you look back to the second quarter, Ottoman did put up 18 in the quarter. That's on pace for about 72.
Right.
If you can continue. So even against this really good defense, second quarter they found it a little bit, but just were not able to keep that momentum rolling throughout the night as they scored 12-10 in the next two quarters. Meanwhile, Coon Rapids Baird, after that 45-26 halftime lead, they go on to win it 74-48. Todd, final thoughts from this Crusader win. They get Boyden Hole on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to the drive to Sioux City East, my old stomping ground.
Oh,
I went to college at Morningside.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it is one of these schools. You know, the nice way to mention, too, is the fan following for both of these teams. You know, there's a packed gymnasium here at Carroll High tonight. And once you get to this, you know, part of the season, these small schools, the kids really, and the fans really come out and support their teams, you know, like they have all season, but they really come out in the postseason play. And I'm sure Coon Rapids Bears is going to have a terrific fan following on Saturday night up in Sioux City. And those kids deserve it. I mean, this is Coon Rapids Bears. Kids have had 23 wins, have a great season, and they want to continue. They want to get down to the Casey Center and get on a bigger floor and show what they can do. You know, you get Kel Hayden and Ty Hayden on a bigger floor, and watch out. Coon Rapids Bears can make some noise down the state. So good luck to the Crusaders on Saturday night. Wish them the best of luck.
Crusaders win tonight. Kemper wins tonight. They take down South Hardin. They will face Roland Story in our 2A sub-state final on Saturday. That'll be on Kick 106.7 with Jeff Blankman. Again, I'll have the Coon Rapids Baird Boyden Hole game at 6 o'clock on KKRL on Saturday. And then best of luck tomorrow night. Coon Rapids Baird girls are back in action for the chance to go to the girls' state tournament next week. That is coming up on Kick 106.7 tomorrow night at Harlan against St. Albert. Certainly a tough test for the Crusaders,
but
they're just happy it's not Newell Fonda.
Right.
Play with the house money, I should.
Exactly.
You might as well say. So, Todd, as always, appreciate you joining me tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth.
You bet. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your time and let me do the game with you tonight. Appreciate it.
Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. 74-48, your final score. Coon Rapids Baird moving on to sub-state. Ottoman falls to 15-10 as their season comes to an end tonight. I'm Nick Brinks, along with Todd Danner. So long from Carroll High School. Thanks for listening, and good night. And congratulations to the Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird on their way to Sioux City on Saturday.